Securing the right of abode is very much like any immigration-related task in Hong Kong. The more preparation you make, the easier the project. Having the required information and documentation on hand from the outset will make the job that much easier for the examining immigration officer and will help shorten the time required for finalising your application. The Immigration Department advises submission of certain documentation to support a right of abode application, but quite often, for reasons that are entirely understandable, applicants fall short of being able to supply a definitive set. This means that it's now possible, in the absence of a perfectly arranged set of supporting information, to submit alternative documentation which actually serves to prove that you have indeed been continuously resident in Hong Kong for a period of not less than 7 years. But 7 years is a long period of time. Hong Kong being what it is, many things change. Circumstances develop, people frequently move home, children are born, jobs are swapped, businesses started and closed, and so on. Further, most people are not avid record keepers, so it's unrealistic to expect that 7 years of gas bills, for example, would have been kept to be available to support a right of abode application. Therefore, when applying for the right of abode, the Immigration Department are quite flexible as to what works to substantiate the 7 years of continuous ordinary residence as claimed. In approaching your application, it's wise to arrange as much of the supporting documentation in such a way as to demonstrate a skeleton of 7 years continuous ordinary residence, and then use the remaining documentation to put flesh on the bare bones of the claimed 7 years continuous ordinary residence. And spouse and dependent children over 7 years of age who have been in continuous residence with the principal applicant for the minimum of 7 years can piggyback their applications on that of the principal applicant. In this regard, any additional information which works to support continuous residence on the part of the spouse of the dependent children will also be advantageous. There is a presumption that spouse and dependent children are residents in Hong Kong all throughout the period claimed by the principal applicant, but any supporting proof to this effect bolsters an application and may work to preempt objections or questions which the Immigration Department might have.